A Sulphur Springs City Council got a look at a draft budget for next fiscal year during a workshop meeting Tuesday night at 6 before their regular meeting. City Director of Finance Peter Karstens said the proposed budget was an easy one to put together. Here are some of the highlights.
Sales tax receipts compared with last year are up 3.2%. That equates to about $109,000. We put $128,000 in the budget for this year, and that helps us next year because it doubles the money because we conservatively budget in terms of only next year what we did this year. So next year's sales tax number is set at $3.5 million. Sewer revenue will be about $160,000 higher than budget due to increased surcharges to some of the food industries. And that helps us, what we'll talk about later on as far as the wastewater plant and the improvements we're doing there. The heavy rain in the spring, coupled with this current dry stretch, means that water sales should hit budget. And, of course, if it doesn't rain through September, maybe it'll exceed budget. Property tax values, the initial estimate, preliminary estimate, was only up 1%, but when they got all done, it was up 3.2%. And that equates to $30 million of value. The property tax for the same since 2003 is 44 cents in this budget. There are no CPI increases for water and sanitation. The actual CPI right now has actually been a little negative because gas went down. And that also means there will be no COLA increase for employees. I've been telling the employees for the last two or three months that the logic is that when there's a cost of living increase, we give a small increase. So if there's a decrease, does that mean we do a negative on the wages? And that was received really well. It was obviously logical. But the CPI, it's actually is returning, and it should by October, the trend be where there's no increase. But it's a benefit to all of us that gas is a lot lower. And that has showed up through the budget. The biggest issue continues to be the needed overhaul of the wastewater plant. If you remember, we approved almost $1.3 million of engineering. And that is being funded by some from the loan from last year, from the bond from last year, and also the increased rates. And those increased rates will continue through this next year, and we set it to increase slowly over the next 3 or 4 years to help fund the project, but at the same time get ready for payments. And we have slated in this budget that when the Texas Water Development Board loan comes through, which we hope will learn favorably in September, October, that we will only need about $227,000 of the engineering money to borrow to be able to pay for that. The reality is that the enterprise fund is ending up in pretty good shape, and if that continues, when I actually wrote this, it was still raining, you know, when I was looking at this, but it's been dry, so I hedged my bets a little bit if it had kept raining. But it's the fund balance should be very positive in the enterprise fund, and we may not need to borrow any money for the engineering. So that would be a good thing.
The budget also reflects a 2% increase in sewer rates. They went up 4% last year. The budget will pay for renovation of the police department building. The budget includes $1.5 million for water and sewer improvements and $1.8 million for street improvements. KSST News.